The Buck Sexton Show.
In the trial of the murder of Chris Kyle, Navy SEAL, and of course the American sniper, Eddie Ray Ruth has been found guilty of capital murder. And this is one of those moments where you take a step back and you think, I know that this is what the justice system can do in this circumstance. Maybe they could have gone for a death penalty conviction, although given the psychiatric state of this individual, that may have been tougher for a jury. And they might have wanted to go with a lesser sentence of life in prison without parole. And I know that I was seeing the reactions last night and thinking to myself, there is, as much as we call it the justice system, to have lost a hero like this in this manner. Not only does it feel particularly just wrong and painful that he risks so much on the field of battle, comes home to be with his wife and family and his country, and then is serving, even here at home, his fellow Americans, and that is what results in his death. That just feels even more wrong and brutal under the circumstances than anyone could have ever imagined, right? That he would be through so much overseas, he would go through so much overseas, and then make it back here, and then trying to help others who are in a difficult place, and then to be murdered in cold blood. There just is no justice for that. And I think that's a tough thing for us all to have to accept. This is the closest thing that our system can give us to justice. But with the loss of someone like Chris Kyle, he cannot be replaced. He certainly cannot be ever replaced in the eyes of his family who love him. And so you're just left to think, what a horrific day and a horrific tragedy. And I know justice was served as a matter of law, but there is no justice when you have a loss like this, because nothing can ever bring Chris Kyle back. I do think, though, that also this whole period where we see the popularity and the phenomenon of American Sniper as a film, it's interesting to me that there are so many who have been unable on the left to understand what is it that appeals so much about this to the American people. And of course, you have the wanton and unfair and crazed accusations of warmongering on the right, and you've had some pretty insane things said about why this movie appeals to the American people. And the truth of it is that as a country, we just appreciate having a moment to look at service and bravery and courage for what it is, and to actually be allowed to see it as such, absent the politics of WMDs, the politics of war, men and women in uniform, what they go through, the sacrifices they make, and the courage and service that they display. That's, for many of us, refreshing. And that's something that I think finally we were able to, as a country, take a real moment to appreciate, and Chris Kyle really exemplified that. And in that sense, Chris will live forever.
You're listening to Buck Sexton, only on the Blaze Radio Network.